531. The Financial Markets Authority, FMA, and Commerce Commission have launched a campaign to raise awareness of investment scams and pyramid schemes among Pasifika communities in New Zealand. It follows concerns about scams targeting Pasifika and now also a rise in COVID-19 scams. The FMA has seen a steady increase in complaints about a variety of scams since the beginning of March. We're joined now by Joseph Liava'a, Associate Commissioner at Commerce Commission for more. Malo Obito, and thank you so much for your time this morning, Joseph.
Hey, malo le, talofalava, Brian, fefeake.
Say pe, my lord. Firstly, Joseph, please tell us more about the campaign.
It's pretty basic. Our message is, even if someone you know is pushing a money-making scheme, don't just trust. Check it out. Yeah, so, you know, we want all New Zealanders to be aware of scams and to avoid them, especially our Pacific community.
Joseph, what are some of the scams targeting our Pasifika community currently?
Yes, we were prompted to do this campaign because of a scheme called OneCoin last year. And, you know, as you mentioned, the Financial Markets Authority, or the FMA, they've seen an increase in various scams since the beginning of March, around the time COVID started heating up. And also NetSafe data tells us that Pacific people are more at risk of unintended disclosure of personal information type scams, which is your tax refund scam or government grant scams, unauthorized billing scams, that type of thing. Also, on Facebook at the moment, sorry Brian, the FMA's warned that there's another cryptocurrency scam going around called Profit Bitcoin. Now, the thing to remember here is the names will change over time, but the nature of the scams don't. So it's not so much what the name is, it's how the scheme's operating that people should be aware of.
And on that also, Joseph, what are some of the red flags to look out for with regards to these and other scams when people are approached, please?
Yeah, Brian, look, the old adage, if it looks too good to be true, then it probably is. That still is relevant today. The FMA has some fantastic information on scam awareness, signs and signals, what to look out for. And it's also had lots of reports of where were we?
Yes, just in terms of some of the red flags to look out for, yes, please, Joseph.
So the FMA has some awesome information. Sorry about that, Brian. And, you know, some of the red flags are, you know, high profits in a very quick time. Very low risk also. So it's your typical get-rich-quick schemes. And so we're saying don't just trust, but to also check it out.
If you or a loved one has been caught up, a victim, or someone you know of being a victim of a scam, what should they do, Joseph?
Look, if you haven't handed over any money yet, don't do it. And if you have handed over some money, ask for that money back. The important thing is speak up. You know, warn your family and your friends. Don't get them involved, but warn them not to get involved. Talk to the authorities. This is very important. Talk to the police. Talk to the Commerce Commission. Talk to the FMA, NetSafe, ScamWatch. Report that to their website. The important thing is to just get in touch with one of us, and we'll take over from there.
The likelihood, though, of what is the likelihood if you have been scammed of being able to get your money back, do you think, Joseph? Very unlikely?
Yeah, well, I mentioned OneCoin. We looked into that last year around mid last year. And, you know, after kind of talking to the other agencies, because the scam actually fell into a few different agencies' responsibilities. And after talking to them, we came to the call that There's very little chance of getting any money back from these people. And the police were of the same opinion. So we decided not to do an investigation. But it was a perfect time to start an ad campaign, though, to raise awareness, especially in Pacific communities.
And final message, again, please, Joseph, for our listeners, our online viewers, on and where they can go to find out more information, please.
Yeah, where you can go, you know, as I mentioned, the authorities, the FMA, ComCom, NetSafe, the police, ScamWatch, you know, but also, you know, we've got some great local organisations that we partner up with. If you're in Papakura, head down to see Robin at the Community Law Centre. If you're in Otara, head over to the CAB and talk to Lynn Kayo. She's the manager. If you're in Mangere, pop down and see Vaitupe and Tracy at the Viola Pacific Island Budgeting Services. All of these organisations, we all work together. So if they can't help you out directly, they'll definitely put you through to us.
A very big thank you to Joseph Liava'a, the Associate Commissioner with the Commerce Commission. Really appreciate your time this morning, Joseph, and to you and the team. Keep up the great work and stay safe. Thank you very much. O whātou mālo.
Mālo apito.
It is 9:09, 5:31 PI. Pacific people together.